Mark Hetty suffers from several health issues, congestive heart failure, COPD, and multiple sclerosis. Due to his health concerns, he used to drop by his primary care physician's office in Springfield without an appointment. That and the fact that he lives in a rural area made him an ideal candidate for Mercy Virtual, which started up last summer. As we sat at a table in his yard outside Buffalo, watching blue-tailed skinks crawl along the side of his house, he talked about the day about a year ago when he got a call from St. Louis.
I was out here working in the yard, and she said, "I have something I need to talk to you about." And I said, "Well, all right, I'll take a few minutes here." And she said, "It's a new program, and we're starting out in your area."
That program engagement at home, part of Mercy Virtual, has made a big difference in Hetty's quality of life. Hetty was hesitant at first. He had never used a computer and didn't know about YouTube or TED Talks, which would become important sources for helping him learn about his illnesses.
And I told him, I said, "Well, this sounds like something I would never go for in a million years." And she said, I said, "I'm the least technical-minded person that you have ever met in your life."
But the caller from Mercy's Virtual Care Center near St. Louis told Hetty she thought the program could improve his health. He received equipment, an iPad, a scale, a pulse oximeter, and a blood pressure cuff. And despite his initial hesitation, he took to it immediately. Little did he know then, but he was part of bringing innovation to the Ozarks. He was the first to sign up. His virtual care team asked him to find ways to apply the program to his own life.
So I said, "Well, certainly, I'll take that challenge." And I started meditating using guided meditations on the computer. And I found out about white noise, which improved my sleep problems.
He was able to drop a sleeping pill, and he's used information on diet to lose weight. Tests have shown his health has stabilized and in some cases improved, and he now calls the virtual health care indispensable. Engagement at Home now has more than 200 patients signed up in Southwest Missouri and around 600 in the entire state. They can call for help at the touch of a button if they need to. According to Dr. Gavin Helton, Medical Director of Mercy Ambulatory Medicine, the program has resulted in a 50% drop in hospital admissions and emergency room visits in those who are enrolled. That has led to a 30% decrease in their total cost of care, he says. Patients check their own pulse, weight, and blood pressure each morning, and that information is uploaded directly into the computer for the virtual team to see. And the online healthcare professionals make sure a patient's other needs are being met too, such as social support, behavioral health, transportation, and financial, among other things. Hetty, who meets with his virtual care team once a week, considers the nurses and doctors his friends.
Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm fine. Happy birthday.
On this recent visit, he had us help him sing happy birthday to his nurse,
happy
Debbie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And he allowed his fox terrier, Angel, to be part of the visit by holding her up to the camera. After the nurses praised Hetty for taking control of his own health by making changes for the better, and gave him suggestions of other things he could be doing, they steered the conversation away from their patient's health.
How is the guard coming in? What is
I was just thinking that.
Hetty walked outside with his iPad so his healthcare team could see his flowers. Hattie's longtime Mercy primary care physician, Dr. Patrick Dopp, is pleased to see his patient doing so well. He sees him now only every 6 months after giving the okay for Hetty to take part in engagement at home. At the last visit, he was amazed at how well his patient was doing.
The last time I saw him, it was the best I've ever seen him. His eyes were brighter, he was more up, and he felt better, could breathe better, could function in life better.
Dopp says the program saves him time so he's able to see more patients, but what's more important is the improvements he's seeing in people who are using it. Engagement at Home is free to participants. Helton says it represents an investment in a patient-centric model as opposed to traditional healthcare, which is more provider or facility-based. And it represents the reality that healthcare systems are facing.
Which is a shift from the volume-based or fee-for-service model to a value-based model where healthcare systems are assuming risk not only for providing quality of care to their patients, but also they're at risk for the cost of that care. And if you can improve quality while decreasing cost, that's a way for healthcare system to be not only sustainable, but highly successful in a value-based system.
But he says they're very careful not to replace their primary care physicians. Instead, engagement at home augments the care already being provided.
So really the whole program is a patient-focused program with the various care team members, including the virtual care team, being there to support the patient when and where they need us.
That's something that Dr. Dopp is happy about. While he says there are some who fear virtual care will replace traditional medicine, he believes that won't happen and shouldn't.
Because there's nothing like what I call the eyeball test. You can have all the data you want on paper, but regardless of what that says, you can just kind of look at a patient, feel a patient, listen to a patient, and say, no, I know what the paper says, but then fill in the blank.
Marchetti still looks forward to seeing Dr. Dopp every few months, but he's glad he doesn't have to see him as often. He says he feels much more confident knowing expert advice is available at any time.
When you need help, all you have to do is go to your computer and say, and touch it, and it says, Mark, what can I help you with?
Being part of Engagement at Home has kept him out of the hospital a few times, for example, by getting approval by his healthcare team to start taking Lasix at home for his congestive heart failure. And he's now an expert at surfing the web on his own computer that he purchased. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skoliski.